All right, Monday morning, a little bit of light rain scattered through the area this morning. Cloudy skies. We'll get into the 80s today. 40% chance of rain. Complete details in the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. I don't know about you, but I miss baseball. Sure do miss it. And I'm really beginning to lose faith in Major League Baseball coming up with a shortened schedule. They keep talking, the players and the owners, and I just don't know that it's going to happen. But what about Minor League Baseball? What about the United Shore Professional Baseball League, that group of teams that plays at Jimmy John's Field down along M59 in Utica? Joining us right now, the founder and CEO of the United Shore Professional Baseball League, Andy Appleby. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I'm pretty impressed. Not content to just sit around and wait for the governor to come up with a plan, you have come up with a reopening plan, nearly 200 pages of how you would put on a baseball season this year, haven't you?
Yeah, we sure have. You know, I guess in this time, you have to kind of get creative and come up with a plan that will make sense and will make it very, very safe for fans, very safe for the players, and as importantly, of course, very safe for all of our employees. And it was a very painstaking process for Dana Schmidt, our COO, but you know, it really does show that we want to be the gold standard out there, Paul, and unfortunately it looks like we need it to even just get open. We still are waiting for the governor and hoping for any day now, hoping for today to at least be into phase five, which would allow us to have a limited capacity, but it allow us to still open. We're fortunate in a lot of ways, Paul, in the sense that we're our own league. We have all our players that are here for the summer, not a lot of travel back and forth, so very contained, almost all of them. Are at a host family, so again contained, and so in all of our games, of course, are played out of Jimmy John's Field. So it looks like we can have a very, very safe season. We have missed some dates, but again, because it's our own league, we can make those games up and play just a few weeks later into September.
What would life at Jimmy John's Field look like under your proposal?
Well, so we do have a lot of entertainment facilities that are talking now about opening in the next couple of weeks, like us. They're not really bothering with the temperature checks and things of that nature, but we want to have just another layer of security. And so we are doing temperature checks. We're doing social distancing. Now, the nice thing about us, again, is that we're on the same exact footprint as Comerica Park, but yet probably 17 times less seats. So we do have a lot of room to be able to social distance and yet still have a great crowd. And so that's what we're looking for. But when you're in the stands with your family, you'll probably be 6 feet away from your nearest person in that in the stands. Same at our summer picnic areas, same on the lawn. We have all the lawn boxes all traced already. So it's going to be a big challenge in terms of operating and making sure that everything goes right. But we're up to that task, and boy, oh boy, we really miss baseball as well. Our last game was played, Paul, on September 8th. Of 2019. So we can't wait to get started.
What kind of reaction have you had from the governor's office? Is there an ongoing dialogue there? Or are you just sitting waiting to hear back?
Well, I mean, it's a great question. So we've been on, I think, three or four of the different task forces. We even created our own task force, which was for minor league baseball teams across Michigan. So we've done everything we can. We've submitted plans for the last literally 9 or 10 weeks, Paul. So I wouldn't say it's been no interaction at all with the governor's office, but at the same time, I'm not sure that we've been specifically addressed at this point. But hopefully And we've sort of been told that something will come down the pike this week, which would probably indicate that we could start on and around July 4th. So we've got our fingers crossed, but as we sit here today, we have all of our stakeholders sort of waiting by the phone. That includes our players, our 400 game day associates, our full-time staff, our host families, our dancers. I mean, it's really quite an operation.
I'll tell you what, Andy, you get those games going again, you're going to have a lot of new fans, I think, because I don't know that there's baseball being played anywhere in North America right now. I know you're making national news by putting together this plan, and people are starting to look at the United Shore Professional Baseball League and saying, hey, if they get to play, we'll at least get to see some baseball in Michigan.
Well, that's it. And, you know, I think it's in everyone's best interest, even the Lions and Red Wings and other entities like that. I think it's in their best interest to have us play first and show everyone that this can be done responsibly, safe. And so, you know, we have some supporters on our side, and they should be supporters because we're going to do this right. And I couldn't agree with you more, Paul. I think there's a huge pent-up demand. You know, there'll be certain amount of folks that, you know, don't want to get out into the public, and that's fine. You know, I think that anyone who doesn't want to come, they shouldn't come, or they shouldn't feel if they don't feel comfortable. But I think the vast majority of our Michigan population here wants to get out, and you know, I think feels that things will be safe. And I guess our last big advantage, Paul, is that we're outdoors in pure Michigan air. And, you know, when you see the various data on transmissions, I think I saw one study, there were 7,300 cases, and only one might have been an outdoor transmission. So it's pretty pretty obvious that it's hard, especially in 80-degree weather, for that for the virus to transmit. So I think we're safer than going to a Home Depot or a Walmart right now.
Absolutely. Well, the West Side Woolly Mammoths and the East Side Diamond Hoppers and the Birmingham Bloomfield Beavers and the Utica Unicorns are all raring to go. We're ready to watch them play. We sure hope that we get some good news out of Lansing this week so you guys can get some games going. We can all come down to Utica to watch.
Well, I know. And, you know, I really want to thank the whole Port Huron listening area. They really support us, and we love it. Obviously, it's a short drive down, particularly in the summer when the roads are great. And we look forward to, you know, more of your folks coming down and staying hello and really experiencing what is really the top minor league ballpark in America.
Well, it's a fun place to see a game, that's for sure, and in a fun little league you've got there, Andy. Thanks for spending some time with us, and again, good luck. Hope you get good news.
Thank you, Paul, and please keep up the good work and call us anytime.
You got it. Take care. Bye-bye.